New Audio Boo. Crikey, it's been a long time since I've been on Audio Boo. Not that it would have made any difference to the app. The app doesn't care. Maybe those few people that follow me will be interested as to where I've been, because you tend to subscribe to people's channels or feeds, and when you don't hear from them for a long time, it's all a bit very weird. I've just not used Audio Boo because I got used to using it for interviews. And I really like SoundCloud a lot these days because of their HTML5 embed player. It's weird how certain services become relevant or important depending on the feature set they have for the different kind of user that you are. But I will always have a fond place in my heart for Audio Boo. Just thought I would use Audio Boo just in case anybody rings me or anything happens where an app decides to post something, because one of the bugs with the SoundCloud app at the moment is it doesn't do pausing very well when those events happen. It tends to pause, but then you can't get back into the app. It just kind of freezes up. So I thought I would just jump onto Audio Boo. I'm currently driving on the A453 between Nottingham and the M1 motorway, heading down. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. There is moderate traffic. We're doing about 12 miles an hour. It's quite slow, but I'm not annoyed by it because, like I say, it's early afternoon. But I just had to get away. I just had to get in the car, and I filled up my 72-hour get out of Dodge bag, my little emergency bag, with new stuff that I bought over the last 2 or 3 weeks, emergency shelters and purification tablets and all sorts of stuff. And I woke up this morning in a little bit of pain and aching from the gym yesterday, but also felt like I had sort of hot sweats last night. I ate some food at an event a couple of hours after it came out, and I felt a little bit odd last night. I felt a little bit overwhelmed with everything as well. I do definitely feel some kind of chemical imbalance in my head right now. I don't know if it's this cold or if I've picked some kind of bug up or it's something progressively worse than that. If so, you know, I do need to go and check these things out. I need to go and find out what they're about, and why they keep on happening. Is it some kind of allergies, some kind of health in general thing that I need to get looked at? I remember having some antibiotics for this nasal kind of infection before, and it cleared it all up, but then it came back, so it's obviously something that's triggering it off. The gym and the fitness stuff is going really well. I felt like she absolutely beasted me yesterday, though, because she probably thought I was really cocky because I was running around. I actually like doing cardio a lot more than I do sort of upper body. I'd love to be the kind of person that can just go and do it and have that organised life of having their kits ready and go and train and then come out and just get straight into stuff. Because when I've been, I feel ace. And for about an hour, I feel really sort of worn out. And then I get sort of second wind and I feel great again. But heading out over to the National Forest tonight. All on my Todd. I'm going to go, and I've already got a prepared salad that I got from a shop in the city. I'm taking that with me because there's not a lot of stuff nearby when you're in the National Forest. And just going to spend a bit of quality time with just me, myself and I. I'm also going to get all my, they've got an industrial strength washing machine in the wire chase. I'm going to get all my clothes that are in the boot done, because I've got two sets of clothes that I just sort of frequent between. One's still drying after the weeks, because weeks I did it last from leaving it in the bag. A little bit stressed out. Well, not stressed out. I keep saying it's stress, but it's not really stress. It's kind of overwhelming that I want to be able to get the video and the streaming and the delivery right for TEDx next week, archiving. And I know we need additional camera people. I know we need additional feeds. I know we need to get it mixed down. I know we need to have a certain kind of quality of it, and it will get done. But I kind of got a bit apathetic and lazy with hoping that the iMac would come out, and that would give us at least a backup if I didn't get all these other things going. But now I've got no backup, and so I'm really looking at how I can factor in some redundancy. I'm thinking DSLRs at the moment. I'm thinking of two DSLRs fed into something and then mixed down And originally I had planned to sort of hire or borrow a Teradek box of some kind, something with a bond in it, that had dedicated hardware H.264 encoding on board, so it wasn't, you didn't need a computer, you didn't have to rely on the computer, I could just use a computer for mixing. And so I had a look into different devices and software and hardware today, and boy, things move fast in the online video, streaming video, on-demand stuff. So many options, so many choices, so many things that connect to other things, and it's quite overwhelming. Especially overwhelming because I got an idea of where I was going with the cameras that I've already got, compared to looking at other HDMI cameras and extensions, and then the extensions won't go over 15, 20 metres, so then you need to start looking at fibre optics and finding a bunch of fibre optic boxes that will go over 300 metres and all sorts of stuff today. So I just had to get away. I'm just going to go over to the National Forest where it's peaceful, I can take my time, I can relax, I can walk to the local pub if I want to, not that I probably will tonight, I don't know. I always want to have a pint, but yeah, I need to focus on this media document for Monday for CJ and TEDx. In some ways, I'll be kind of glad when the event happens so that it's sort of done and dusted it out of the way, because I kind of feel that I need to get back on my stuff now. And I've just bought a new camera to be able to do that stuff, tested it the other day, and it's fantastic. There's an auto focus on the live view. So that works really well. I've got a microphone for that so I can do the recording side of it. Might need another lens to get a little bit more wide angle. And ideally, I would have loved to have a camera that had a clean HDMI out, but we've not got that kind of cash yet. Although we are getting some clients already requesting work that they need before spring. So that gives us a bit of time to get kit together for that stuff. Christmas this year, same as last year, really. I'll be having Ella up to... up to Christmas, and then she'll be staying with Mum, and then maybe Boxing Day or after that I can go over and grab her, and not having to worry about the trains is massive now, having the transport, so we'll see how that goes. Looking forward to getting to the National Forest and just kicking back a little bit. You'll probably be able to tell the change in my mood when I get there. Topped up all the little MiFi, the O2, because 3 doesn't seem to work in the middle of the National Forest, so I've been testing different SIM cards. Trying to keep up with Vlomo as well, Audio Mo. Check out dmouse, dmou.se. That's where my new website is. I got rid of me.dm. I sold that to Twitter, believe it or not. Yeah, that was just a mind dump decompression while I'm sitting in traffic. I'll catch up with you in a bit. Bye.